This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you from our studios here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, where we've been relocated in the Baton Rouge area since the storm Katrina. Did much damage to our facilities in New Orleans, and we're moving our whole operation. The radio broadcasts are still going out just like they always were. But we're broadcasting now from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And our regular services, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Saturday, Sunday. And the old Trailblazer, Monday through Friday, over this station and many other stations. We've just recently gone on a new station in Grand Rapids, Michigan, WFUR, every morning, Monday through Friday. If you're hearing this broadcast, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know that you're listening. Help us with that broadcast, if you would, and to help getting out the gospel. I want to just take a moment or two, mentions maybe we have some new listeners out there that knows very little about radio missions. Radio Missions is the parent company of our broadcast, our First Baptist Church of Algiers. And Pastor L.R. Shelton was the founder and the pastor of the church for many, many years up until 1971 when he went on to be with the Lord. And the Lord has carried on the broadcast. Since that time, the church has gone on. Pastor H.C. Gale was here for many years. And then the Lord called me to pastor the church. And so we were there in New Orleans until Katrina came. And we're going on day by day. And I want to mention, we have an informational packet that we'd be able to send you if you're a first-time listener or a new listener. What is Radio Mission? What we're all about? We have a list of sermon titles by the late Pastor Shelton, sermon titles by the Trailblazer, and Pastor Gale. Many of those tapes and messages are on tapes, on cassettes, on CDs. And we'd just be glad to send that to you. We have a gracious radio, Bible, and book room still in operation. We're basically doing email and phone orders and fax now because we don't have a commercial outlet for people to walk in and buy books. But we're doing it over in the mail. And we have a catalog we'd be glad to send you. Let me give you that telephone number. You could call the girls there. 225-664-8658. We put your purchase on your credit card. Also, we'll take your tithes and offerings over your credit card. We'd be glad to do that. We have many folks doing that now. Saves the trouble of writing a check and keeping up with all of that thing. So if you would, if you need more information, the old Trailblazer, just a poor old sinner saved by grace, getting out the gospel, getting out, butchering up the King's English. I remember, might have told you before, we were on a station in Northern Ireland, and I talked to the station manager there, and I said, my friend, you probably don't want a person with an accent like the old Trailblazer had. He says, my friend, my boy, you'll do good. You'll do all right. And we have. We get mail from Northern Ireland now. If you would, pray for that station. We have the Voice of Truth there and the old Trailblazer. So let me get back to our study. We're looking there at Revelation. We're coming down to the end now. And I mentioned we're looking at that new paradise or paradise regained. And I had some thoughts in our last study, and I kind of hurriedly over them, but they're very interesting. So I want to go back and reiterate those things. Looking there at that new city, it says there are two classes of people distinctly recognized in the new heaven and in the new earth. Now, did you know that? I was not aware of that until studying and reading Pastor Shelton's notes and messages. And he says there will be a class of glorified saints in the new city who eat of the fruit of the tree. And there will be inhabitants of the earth spoken as the nations who get the leaves of the tree. We found in our last study that the inhabitants of this new earth are on the outside of the new city. Are those left of the nations after God destroys all the rebels, according to Revelation 20 and verse 9. God, in his own miraculous way, will save these redeemed nations when he destroys the earth, and will place them up on the new earth where they will replenish or repopulate the new earth. I know, and that's the reason I'm reiterating, I know that this raises many questions in your mind and in your heart, but the inhabitants of the new earth, which are a class of people distinct from the glorified saints of the new city, they will live there in their innocency, just as Adam and Eve did in the first paradise before they sinned. Therefore, the leaves of the tree of life are for the healing of these nations that shall occupy the new earth, not that there will be any sicknesses, but to preserve them in health as Adam would have been preserved in health if he had not, if he had eaten of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, according to Genesis 3:22-23, and he would have lived forever. Now let me state again, the first fruit, the fruit of the tree of life, will be eaten by the bride of Christ, the glorified saints of this new city, and the nations of the earth will partake of the leaves of the tree of life. These nations will live forever, and the leaves will be for their eternal substance. Oh, my friend, listen, their eternal sustenance. Now, let's notice that third verse again. We stopped there in our last study because I wanted to take a little more time there, and it says there shall be no more curse. Sin and all its consequences will be no more. Now, my friend, that's one of the most refreshing thoughts that you and I could ever have, that there will be no more sin. Now, I have grace, great peace right now, knowing that my sins are under the blood. All of my sins. I tell my congregation here on a regular basis that the old trailblazer, the pastor of Radio Missions, has not one sin registered in the book of life because the Lord has washed those sins away. But yet, while we are in this life, we have that old nature. It's still there. We certainly have a new heart, because the new heart longs after the Lord. But the old nature, that old Adamic nature, that old heart that's all for so long was controlled and motivated by Satan, that old thing is still there. And the Bible says it shall not have dominion over us, but it gives us many heartaches, doesn't it? Oh, how many saints of God have I spoken to? Old people who have been in the Lord for a long time. And they say, you know, that old thing, that old carcass, that old body. Oh, he said, if we could ever get rid of it. But we will one day, my friend. Just like this verse says, and there shall be no more curse. We have no more sin. Can you fathom that, believer? Can you just revel in that? That you won't be no more sin? You won't have... Your eyes won't wander where they're not supposed to. Your evil thoughts will not come where they're not supposed to. All of those things, there'll be no vice there. There'll be no gambling, no whoremongering, no adultery. None of those things, my friend. None of those. Pride will not exist. We will not know what pride is. No, we won't do that. We won't have any more pride. We won't have any more jealousy. We won't have any more long tongues. Oh, my friend, I could take a whole sermon, a whole message one morning. Maybe I ought to do that, to talk about these long tongues. And are you talking about those folks down on the corner, Pastor? No, sir. I'm talking about these in the church, these in the congregation, where the gospel goes out, and they can't keep their mouth shut. They clabber at the mouth. The tongue is tied in the middle and wrapping on both ends because critical of some poor soul whom they know nothing about. Oh, they see, and they cannot keep their nose out of other people's business, my friend. I'm just asking you, my believer friend, you tell me you know the Lord, shut your mouth. Keep your mouth shut. Shut your mouth and stay out of other people's business. Stay out of your children's business. Stay out of your family's business. And keep peace at home. Oh, some of you, I hate to say it, but it's especially women. Women gossip. My friend, they gossip over everything. They gossip over who was here last week with a short dress on, or who was here with a long dress on, who was here with the hair curl funny, who was here. All of those things, my friend, all of that is Satan-inspired. And as long as you do that, listen, you will never have peace of God. You tell me you're saved, I'll leave that with you. But I asked you, how can you live with a critical heart? How can you live with a critical spirit? Do you ever say, thank you, Lord, for letting me wake up this morning and breathe in the fresh air? Can you ever say that for giving me a crumb to eat? Can you ever say that you thank you for my family? They're all living. They're not on dope. They're not on drugs. They're not on alcohol. And they may not be saved, and they may be acting a fool. But thank you for them, Lord, because they're still in the land of the living. Oh, my friend, if we would just learn to mind our own business. You folks out there who have that damnable disease of gossiping and carrying on and blaspheming your own family instead of saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You say, well, old trailblazer, mind your own business. Well, that's what I'm doing. Minding my business because the Bible tells me to preach the gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. Just like I tell you folks who are shacking up and have a relationship with some individual. You sin, my friend. You're living in sin. You better get out of that. You better cut those ties. You better cut those strings and get right with the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive you and break that down. Damnable spirit in you. That's my business to step on your toes. You say, well, I won't have it. I won't hear you no more. Well, go to hell for your trouble then. That's where you're going anyhow. That's where you're going. Folks tell me, don't say that, Pastor. That's harsh. Well, it's true. If you won't have the gospel, if you won't have it that you're a sinner and need to be saved, you're headed for hell, straight as a Martin Easter's gourd. I tell you, my friend, we've pussyfooted around so long that we don't have anyone who will stand up and tell it like it is. We just won't do it. Our old stoop-shouldered, gray-haired old preachers of yesterday have gone. They've gone. They won't do it. And I tell you, my friend, listen. Somebody must tell you the truth. And the truth is that God hates sin. God hates a gossiping tongue. God hates a lying tongue. God hates a stealing individual who will steal and rob and do all of those things, my friend, and blaspheme the name of the Lord and make it out like they're saved. My friend, you need to go back and make your call and election sure. You need to go look in that mirror and open those eyes wide open and say, am I saved, Lord? And the answer will come back, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I ask you, what is your hope? What is your hope? What is your hope? You say, well, Jesus is my hope. Well, my friend, the Lord gives you strict commands on how to walk and how to talk. And the Bible says if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you a new creature? Can you say I'm a new creature? Can you? Oh, well, I was saved when I was 7 years old. No. No. What about today? What about today? Are you praising the Lord? Do you have anything to praise the Lord for? Are you a child of God? I'm telling you, my friend, the old trailblazer gets stirred up. I sure do. Because I see folks going to hell faster than a dog can trot. I tell you, my friend, eternity is we're right on the brink of eternity. And I must be true to your soul. And I'm going to do that. I know I've gotten off my subject. I know that. But listen. The Bible says there be no more curse. And I know those of us who know the Lord, those of us who have been washed in His blood, there's no more curse. Sin will not have dominion over us. And my friend, if you lend your ear, you lend your tongue to Satan to criticize folks, then you're just as lost as a goose in a snowstorm. I tell you that, my friend, with all the trembling heart I can tell you with. What's worth going to hell over? Having your own way? Did you know that's the biggest problem most folks have? They want their own damnable way. Well, I'll have my way or I'll just bust. Well, you'll just bust because you're not going to have your way. The Lord, Lord's going to break all that terrible stuff in your life. You're going to bow at His feet. You're going to bow your knee and say, Lord, I was wrong. I've been wrong about my children. I've been wrong about my husband. And I've been wrong about myself. And Lord, I'm coming to you crying for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, if I had another hour, my friend, I wish I could. I could stay with you another hour, but I can't. This is the old trailblazer, old Pastor Pendarvis, the old rugged trailblazer. Surely I am. And I asked you, write me. Would you let me know that you're hearing and then help me with the broadcast? My mailing address is the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Goodbye and God bless you.